Hi, you guys. It's Nilu. Today's episode is going to be super, super short. It's a quickie. But before we get into this episode, I just wanted to say I'm going to be doing a giveaway on my TikTok soon because I just have so much PR and unused products that I would rather give to you guys because it's just sitting in my closet. But I'll put my social handles in the show notes. So go follow it and I'll do that giveaway very, very soon. Okay, anyways, I came across this TikTok that was basically, if you're under 30, leave your questions, and if you're over 30, answer them, and it had over 90,000 comments, and I read through some of their advice and just the messages a lot of the women were saying, and I picked a couple of my favorite ones, and I just wanted to share those with you guys because I thought they were such good reminders. They honestly made me want to tear up, and it just makes you kind of take a step back and feel very grateful for everything you have and just where you're at in your life. So take what you need, take what resonates with you, but I have 20 of my favorite ones that I saw, so here they are. Don't neglect platonic love. Soulmates come in all forms. Take pictures of yourself now. You'll look back at them with much kinder eyes one day. Keep pictures even if you think you look bad in them. You'll look back at them later in life and love them. He's not going to turn around one day and realize how amazing you are. If he doesn't want to be with you now, don't waste years hoping he'll come around. Find out what really makes you happy. You are not done meeting all the people that will matter in your life. No is a complete sentence. Protect your boundaries. Love is not the notebook. It is not a roller coaster. It is finding peace and feeling the warmth of a home with them. Go out alone, take yourself on dates alone, go to concerts alone, don't wait for anybody to live your life. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. The longer you spend with the wrong person, the less time you'll have with the right person. Always have your own secret saving fund, that way you can leave if you need to. If you want good friends, be the friend you want your friends to be. Don't compare your timeline to others and never judge someone else's. Be as kind to yourself as you are to strangers. If sex is bad or uncomfortable, speak on it. Don't be embarrassed. It's your body, your time, and your pleasure. Never sacrifice time with your family or friends for a job. Cherish your parents while you still have the time with them and listen to their advice. Sometimes you work really hard for something just to realize it's not what you wanted and it's okay to let that go and start over. Decenter men and marriage from your life. Live fully and take care of yourself and then pour into others. It's okay not to have your dream career by 30, and it's okay to change your career as many times as you'd like. Be kind to yourself, all versions of yourself, past, present, and future. Do your best to make your dream life, but don't forget to enjoy every day along the way. Okay, and then the last one, which I just thought was really cute and sweet, but she said, I'm 58. Whatever you dream of doing, do it now. It creates a strong base for your future. By the way, it's wonderful on this side. I hope you get to be here one day. Ugh, cute. Okay, I just had to share with you guys because I was reading through that comment section and it just was like, it was really, really touching. Okay, you guys, I have two book recommendations for you. The first one is Peace is Every Step, and it's almost like this like mindfulness book. It just gives you kind of little short passages that have been just really sweet. I try and read one like every morning. They're really short and easy to digest, so highly recommend that one. Just helps you become more present and kind of appreciate the moment. And then the next one I got, it's called I Love This Version of Myself That You Brought Me, A Memoir of a Broken Heart. It's kind of like short stories and poems. I just thought it was really sweet and just kind of a good way to look at any breakups or heartbreak if you're going through that. So those are my two book recommendations. But yeah, I know this episode is super, super short. It's just a little quickie. Wanted to give you guys some inspo for today, whoever needed to hear it. But I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.